From the Palos Park Police Department, let's talk to Sergeant Chris Hughes. Sergeant, good morning. How are you doing today?
Morning, Bob. Doing well. How about yourself?
Well, I'm anxious to hear what you're doing because we have porch pirates not only in your suburb but everywhere. And I would imagine the increase is because more people are ordering online because of the pandemic and also because of these hard times. There's a lot of folks out there who have turned to criminal endeavors. What are you seeing out there?
You're exactly right. You actually took the words right out of my mouth. You see a lot of people nowadays doing online shopping because of the pandemic. So we're seeing an increase in package thefts, not only locally, but nationwide. And it's really become a problem, not just around the holidays, but a year-long problem for everybody.
Yeah, the statistics are crazy. 1.7 million packages lost or stolen in the country every day, $25 million in losses. And how aggressive are these people, these porch pirates?
I think you're seeing them become very aggressive. I don't know if you've been following the news recently locally here, but last week in Lynnwood, there was actually a Lynnwood police officer who was run over by a woman who was trying to escape after her and her accomplice were stealing packages from porches. So they're actually becoming very aggressive.
Yeah, it's scary. And I know you have some good tips. The obvious ones, use the doorbell camera, although I don't know, does that really discourage these people? Because they work quickly, don't they?
I don't know that cameras are necessarily a deterrent anymore in any crime. We see people getting caught doing criminal acts on camera all the time. I will tell you the nice thing about doorbell cameras is that for a lot of people, it's a notification to them when their packages are actually being delivered. So they'll get an instant alert when UPS or FedEx or Amazon is coming to the door and leaving a package. So that's basically telling them, hey, I need to get out there and get that package, you know, and take that opportunity away from somebody who might come and take it from my porch.
Your commissioner out there in Palos Park had a list of tips, and one of them was pretty interesting. He said it pays to know your delivery driver. That does help, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. I can actually tell you, I know my delivery driver in the southwest suburbs by name. Her name is Lisa, and she's wonderful. So knowing her by name, talking to them, having a relationship with them really does help because they do get to know your schedule. They know where the best place is to put those packages at so they're out of reach. They know when somebody's going to be home. She's actually left her number with my family and said, hey, we know you and your wife, who's a nurse, both have kind of hectic schedules. So, you know, just give me a call and let me know when the best time to drop this stuff off is for you. So knowing them definitely does help.
Have you actually been successful, as we say in the law enforcement business, apprehending a suspect, Sergeant?
It is kind of hard. I will tell you that the one thing that we have done locally here is we have boosted our patrols on side streets. So we're spending a lot more time in residential areas around the holidays here because we know these people out here looking for that opportunity. So by making a visual presence, we hope to actually deter the offenses from taking place to begin with.
And I guess some people are having their packages delivered right to FedEx or UPS and then picking them up or having your neighbors get them or delivering to work. I guess those are the best tips, aren't they?
Those are all great options.
And hopefully, thanks to people like Sergeant Chris Hughes, folks will be safe there in Palos Park. And we're all on the lookout for porch pirates, unfortunately, these days. Sergeant, thanks for the update. Hope you have a safe holiday season.
Thanks, Bob. You too.